This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The last in our series of live stage shows was this past weekend. It was called How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers. We wrap things up with a couple of conversations about creativity in business. Franklin Leonard, the founder and CEO of The Blacklist, was with us. The Blacklist started about a decade ago as an unscientific survey of the best unproduced movies of each year. Now it's a going concern and a for-profit operation. We also had Gwynne Shotwell, the president and COO of Elon Musk's other company, besides Tesla, that is, SpaceX, which is so far best known for its contracts with NASA to resupply the International Space Station. So far, best known. Here's Gwynne Shotwell to start things off.
We have these crazy, audacious goals. Really, what we're focused on now is building up enough revenue and having enough money to develop the capability to take people to Mars.
Mars?
Mars.
If Elon came to you and said, do you want to go? What would you say?
So I don't like to camp. And
all right, and if early they had on, a habitat.
Early on, Mars is going to be camping.
Yeah.
So I think there are people far better suited than me to do that initially.
Yeah.
You know, but when the first Holiday Inn Express shows up, maybe I'll go.
It's interesting that you are in this business of which you don't necessarily want to partake.
Well, I'd love to go to space.
Yeah.
But that's different from an 8-month trip.
Yeah.
In a bus, and you're heading to Mars. And what happens if you get there and you don't like it?
Yeah, it's 8 months
back.
No Uber back.
How long until you get people up in the space? How long until you're carrying people?
A couple years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. You both had careers in other fields before you found what you are doing now and have been doing for a long time. You were a consultant at McKinsey.
That's right.
How did that change your approach to what you do now in business creativity?
You know, right out of college, I sort of did three different things very quickly. I ran a congressional campaign in Ohio, or helped run a congressional campaign. I was a writer for a newspaper in Trinidad, and then I was at McKinsey for 2 years. And I've never been one to sort of very dogmatic about, oh, well, the way things have always been done is the way things should be done. And I think I probably brought a lot of different approaches from previous jobs into the environments and jobs that I've had now and said, well, what if we did things this way? Why aren't things done this way? And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
Sometimes there is a reason why things have always been done this way.
Which actually brings me to the rocket scientists, right? I mean, these guys have checklists and they are engineers, so they think like this. Does that impede you as you try to get them to think, listen, we need to figure out a way to make this rocket 47 pounds lighter?
Actually, engineers are incredibly creative people. I mean, that's what engineering is.
Well, there you go. That'll show me.
We have a house full of engineers. How awesome.
That's right.
I don't feel like I've ever had to, like, push my team to go think of bigger and better things. It's kind of what they do naturally. Engineers are driven to do things better, really to the point of being annoying a lot of times, actually.
Yeah, I'm not hearing a lot of applause for that, by the way. Do you think you can learn creativity? And obviously it's a different ball game for the two of you than it is for them, right? Gwynne?
I think you can be taught kind of you're taught the engineering process, which I guess is a process of creativity. So, yeah, I think you can be taught that. Hmm. Whether you could do it well is a different issue.
Right. And you are, we should say, you're a mechanical engineer and,
yes.
And what? Applied mathematics is the other.
Correct. Yeah. Which is engineering analysis.
Okay. I'm like a history political science guy. I don't know anything about that stuff. What do you think?
I think, yes, you can teach creativity. And I think on some level, teaching is about, like, sort of decalcifying the brain, right? Like, I think, like, all kids are really creative. And I think on some level, as we grow older, we take certain things for granted and we assume certain things that certain things aren't possible and that things can only be done a certain way. And so a lot of it is like, I think, getting back to being a little bit more childlike and sort of allowing yourself to believe that anything's possible, and then it's just a matter of figuring out how to do that. But ask me tomorrow and I'll have a completely different answer. So
we know what the disruption of the Blacklist is, right? It's that crowdsourcing of it and then developing the business model from that and then getting the people to pay attention. What was the creative disruption for SpaceX?
It was enormous. It was an industry that was kind of mired in bureaucracy, lacked innovation. Things cost way too much. They take way too long. And so we break into the market and develop rockets at a tenth or more of what others have done, which really changes the entire value proposition of putting things in space. And people were angry about that.
Well, explain that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's tough to be creative in the face of people, you know, saying lousy things about
screw
you in the press.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's an entrenched industry. It's been safe for the big players up till now.
Right.
It's awesome.
Franklin Leonard and Gwen Shotwell. Thank you guys so much.